Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba is having its Wall Street debut today with the largest IPO, initial public offering, in U.S. history, and a stock price making Alibaba more valuable than Amazon or eBay. And with the strong interest from investors, there's also concern about Alibaba's business, how the company's structured. So let's bring in Zoe Chace with NPR's Planet Money team in New York following this offering. First of all, Zoe, how's it going for them?
Hi. Well, it's been kind of an exciting morning if you're just watching this one story, because it took a long time for trading to start because there was so much interest in buying and selling Alibaba that the way it works is there's actually one guy on the floor of the stock exchange that has to measure the kind of supply and demand coming in around it. So it took a while for him to kind of figure out what should be the opening price. It was $92.70, way above what they thought it was going to be. And then it shot right up to 100 as soon as it started trading. And now it seems to be back around 92. And it's been like that for a little bit.
Well, we know how long it took because we thought we'd have nothing to talk to you about. But just remind people, this is an IPO. So this means that this was a private company. And now this is a chance for investors and individuals to jump in and be a part of it, buy a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, Alibaba's a huge company. It's a massively successful Chinese e-commerce company. And now this is a point where basically it's selling shares of itself. It's selling little pieces of the company to the public. And so that means that, you know, people who are buying shares of the company will get sort of a slice of the profits. They could also lose if Alibaba crashes and burns. But it's a way to raise a bunch of money if the company wants to expand or invest in some way. And then, of course, something nice can happen for the people who own stock, which is occasionally a big company will pay out a dividend, pay out just a big chunk of the profits that they're making. And so investors can make a little bit of money.
But what are some of the concerns? Because we've been hearing that there are concerns.
Yeah. Alibaba, so the way it works with Chinese internet companies is they actually, the rule in China is that there's no foreign money allowed to be invested in a Chinese internet company, which is a problem if you're something like Alibaba that wants a bunch of foreign money, as we can see. So what they've had to do and what a lot of other Chinese internet companies have done is set up this other company called Alibaba Group Holding. It's based in the Cayman Islands, and that's actually the company that is going public on the stock exchange today, not the group of websites that's based in China. And it's this sort of other holding company that you know, a bunch of the profits supposedly from the Alibaba in China go into this one in the Cayman Islands. And there's all these contractual relationships to show that owning a share of the Cayman Islands company is just like owning a share of the Chinese company. But it's a little bit of an unusual arrangement, and it can spook some traditional investors who are used to owning a share of the company means you own a share of the company. That's not quite how it works here.
Yeah. Well, what about the company itself? We got about a minute here. We know it's slightly different from eBay and Amazon, but how is Silicon Valley looking at this? Are they excited, or is this seen as, oh my gosh, a competitor that's going to, you know, eat eBay's shorts?
I think the answer is both of those. Yes, it could totally eat eBay's shorts. eBay is a direct competitor, and this is a way bigger company than eBay. However, it's another huge company that can potentially make acquisitions. So Alibaba was looking at Snapchat and was valuing Snapchat for some crazy amount of money, something like $100 million, which is just like a little picture-taking company for your mobile phone. And basically, Facebook and Google and these other big tech companies, they buy littler companies in Silicon Valley and make those littler companies a ton of money. Now we have a new player on the scene. That's just more money coming into Silicon Valley, coming into these, you know, entrepreneurs that are starting these little companies, hoping for a big payout. And that's what could happen now that Alibaba's on the scene.
Zoe Chace of NPR's Planet Money team. I picture you all with sort of sweatshirts with that name on it. Zoe, thanks so much.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
You too.